So it's time for us to start the actual ceremony process of learning about Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a national, international holiday that's done December 26th to January 1st. It was created by Dr. Malana Karenga back in 1968. Dr. Karenga went through Africa and found the best of its culture, the richest of its fruits and lands and harvest. And Kwanzaa simply means first harvest or first fruit. So Dr. Karenga went to these lands and he traveled and talked to the people of the land to discuss why it's needed in the States. And at the time, he looked at the African-American community as something that needed some more of a spiritual help to bring, to do something 7 days a week, and also to brand it to be 365 days a year. So the beauty of Kwanzaa is the symbols that are part of the table that go along with the principles. When we do Kwanzaa ceremonies, we always ask everyone to pick from the best of anything you have in your community. We always have to go locally instead of going so nationally or internet-wise. We're so internet now these days. We want to keep everything local. So you go to your local grocers, your local produce stands, you go to local stores, and you produce your table building up upon that. So we're going to briefly go through the symbols that create a Kwanzaa table, then we're going to go into the actual lighting ceremony. So we're going to have a little interaction right here. I'm going to say some words to you in Swahili. I want you to say them back to me. I'm going to tell you what each symbol means on the table. And it's important that you know the symbols and what they mean and what they represent. And it's important for the children to also know these things so they cannot be confused with comparing Kwanzaa to Christmas, because Christmas and Kwanzaa are two separate things. Kwanzaa is a celebration of culture. Christmas is a celebration of religion and life and the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. So we're going to start here. So I'm going to say a word to you, say it back to me, and then we're going to go forward. So the first thing on the table I want to talk about is the foundation table. It's called the mkeka. Can we all say mkeka? The mkeka is the mat. The mat is the foundation table. It represents the strength and the beauty of Africa. So we put the mkeka. It's the brown mat that's on the first of the table, on the front of the table. And it's important that you put the mkeka down first. On top of the mkeka is the kanara. Can we all say kanara? Kanara is the candle holder. The candle holder holds up 7 candles, 3 red, 1 black, and 3 green. And the candle holders that are held in here are called the Mishuma. Say Mishuma. Saba. The Mishuma Saba is the candles that are inside the candle holder's drums. You can give me a little rhythm back there. You guys ready? Give me a little rhythm. They back there. They want to give you a little taste of the sounds of Africa. So the Mishuma Saba is the 7 candles that are inside the candle holder. And inside these candles is different colors. So each of the 7 candles represent a day of Kwanzaa. You start with the black candle first in the center. Then you go to the red, then the green, the red, the green, the red, the green. Make sense? Okay. The next symbol on the table will be the Mazao. Everyone say Mazao. The mazao are the crops. It's important to pick the freshest crops to put on your table. You want to have crops on your table fresh every day from your local grocery store, your local grocer, your farm in your area. Pick the best of the crops because you want to invite people to pick from your table. You don't want to have too many artificial things on your table because, remember, Kwanzaa, it means first harvest. So you want to pick the best to take from the earth to put back into your body. So you pick the best fruit, and then after every Kwanzaa celebration, we give the fruit out to the community to make sure that everyone's picking the best for themselves. All right? The next symbol on the table is the bendera. Can we say bendera? Bendera is the flag, the red, black, and green flag that was brought to America by Marcus Garvey. The flag represents the colors of the people. Red representing the blood or the past, the black representing the people and the struggle, and the green representing the land or the future. It's important that we all have these colors symbolized on the table. One thing I want to talk about on the table is a big symbol, are the muhindi. Say muhindi. Muhindi is the corn. The corn is important to have on the table because the corn represents the future of our families. You put the freshest corn, you can use dry corn as well. We use fresh corn during the harvest season because we want to represent the children. Now, we have 6 ears of corn on our table because I have 6 babies. 6 lovely babies, yeah. So I have a corn per child, and the child represents the future of our family. So you put the muhindi, that represents the children. If you don't have any children, you put 1 corn per sex, male and female. If you have 10 children, you better start stocking up on your corn, okay? And you can also get the dry Indian corn that works just as well on the table, too. It's a beautiful color to the table. So the muhindi is important to have on the table. Another thing on the table I want to talk about is what I talked about in the beginning is the kikombe. Say kikombe. Cha. Umoja. This is the unity cup. The unity cup is what we drink from every day as we light the candles. So we sit around in a circle at our table, and we drink from the libation cup, and we talk about how we're going to pursue the principle of the day. So we pursue the principle by drinking, and we usually have a nice big plant on the table, and we pour the water from our bodies to back into the earth, into the plant. So you drink daily from the water cup or the unity cup and give it to your family. one last symbol on the table important to have, and this was created by my children, is the actual Nguzo Saba. This is the seven principles of candles. Seven principles of Kwanzaa, pardon me. These principles are important to go over every day. Know them, love them, embrace them, talk about them, and see how you can be able to be diligent to practicing them every day. Not just 7 days, but all year long, all year long. So we'll go over the Nguzo Saba if you like the candle ceremony. We'll do that part next. And the last thing I want to talk about on the table is two things. The Zwadi. Say Zwadi. Zwadi are the gifts. Now, this part I have to take a little time to talk about. We don't want anyone to get confused about Kwanzaa times. It's time for us to go out and buy a bunch. You have the second layer of shopping for Kwanzaa. No, we don't do that. We want to go into our community and do things by hand, be creative. My sister makes lovely garments to give to the children every year. She handcrafts scarves and headbands, and these are gifts we give to the children so they can show them purpose. Things you can do by your hand. We also she handcrafted also a lovely hat for the gentlemen to teach them the pride in their culture. These things are important to have on your table to show them that all gifts are not always bought from the store, you know? So we don't want you to go out and say, I got to get my child the latest iPhone 6. No, not for Kwanzaa. We don't want to do that. We don't want to get into all that. We want to be able to pick things that make sense or pick a need. If you see a child that's in need, they may need a sweater or they may need some new shoes. You want to maybe try your best to pick from a local community store and buy things during that season to be able to put that money back into the community. That's very important. And I have a lovely creative box that my other sister made. That it's a Zwadi, it's a gift. So you might want to put some artifacts in here, or what we always want to give out, we want to give books. Books are a great gift during Kwanzaa. We always want to give the book the gift of literacy. Literacy is important to give to the children because it gives them opportunity to learn and read about themselves. One book we always read every year during Kwanzaa is Mufaro's Beautiful Daughters. It's a very great book. If anyone has ever read this, it's a great story about the beauty of good and evil between two sisters. And then we also bring out my cheat book I give to my daughters. We bring out this one, My First Kwanzaa. Great book. It's a cheat book, I call it, because inside the book, it gives you the breakdown of every symbol through a child's eye. So how they see it, how they pronounce it. Very great book. And then we also always put on the table the book by Dr. Karinka himself. Thank you. Thank you. My book. Thank you so much. This is the book by Dr. Karinka himself. Every year he produces another book, or every 2 years he gives another book from himself to talk about the reason why we have to keep pushing the culture and the principles of Kwanzaa. So this book was given to us back in 2001, and at that time we had two children. So now we've gained some more children, so he signed his book for our two children, and we keep this book on the table to remind us to keep pushing and to keep being strong in the resilience of the culture of Kwanzaa. So these are just great symbols to have on your table. Everyone can add more. You can get the biggest Kanara ever. You can get greater and bigger things, but the simple things is what means the most. Be simplified. Don't go out and overspend for the sanctity of you just want to have a beautiful table. Make sure you know that each symbol represents something beautiful inside you and your family, and that's important. So before we move on to the candle lighting ceremony, I want you all to know that during Kwanzaa, you hear people say words like habaragani. Everyone say habaragani. And that simply means what's the news. So if you're going to a Kwanzaa ceremony and you're going to we call it in gathering of people, you may hear somebody say habaragani, and then you'll say that to them the principle of the day. So if today was the first day of Kwanzaa, say December 26th, we would say umoja habaragani. That means what's the news. The first day of Kwanzaa is umoja. We would say habaragani back would be, you know, umoja's the news. But that's what's going on today. We're working on that principle today. So that's important for you to know about for the Kwanzaa conversation. And African artifacts are important to have on your table. I did see some great things that you guys had up here. We kind of collaborated our table together. Great table. African artifacts are good to remind us of how important culture and rich artifacts are to have. Books and artifacts are important to have in the culture. Remind the children and yourself about how rich the culture of Africa is. And like I see the little doll here, very important to have. Handcrafted things are so important to have on tables. These make a difference when a child can come and see details and things done by hand or brought from a special area. Someone has specialized in doing things like this. It just creates the creative mind. Always going to how the children today are so engulfed in doing this. You know, everyone's so into this or, you know, some kind of technology. And we actually now we give hugs by way of emojis, or, you know, we give a hug, you know, that way. We don't give good conversation anymore. We just always FaceTime or doing these things. So Kwanzaa, I remind people to put the phone down and let's just talk one-on-one and have a conversation one-on-one. So now we're going to go into the candle lighting ceremony, which is very important. I'm going to say the candle, the principle of the day. You say it back to me. We'll talk about the principles a little bit and go over them. So the first day of Kwanzaa will be for the principle of Umoja. Everyone say Umoja. Umoja means unity. That's the black candle, like the black candle first, unity. Now, on the first day of Kwanzaa, December 26th, we want to have that unity with ourselves. Always talk about self first. Go into yourself and unify with yourself. I know some days, and I don't know if anyone here can attest, I struggle with myself. Some days I say, oh, I don't feel like it. Then mother side say, yes, I do feel like it. You know, you can have an inner struggle with yourself every now and again. So have unity with yourself first. And I'll be the first to admit I do go through inner conflict some days and I just don't feel like it. And that's normal. That's naturally being human. So the first day, unity, find ways to be unified with yourself and with your family, with your community, with your church. Do things that make sense to you. Do things. If you see a person that's in need, help that person. You see something that's going wrong, help that situation. Do things that make sense and unify in not just your home, but make it a broader unification and go into the community and do things that you know you may have overlooked or maybe overseen. Go into the community and help. The next day of Kwanzaa, December 27th, would be the principle of Kuji Chakalia. Say Kuji Chakalia. And that simply means self-determination. And that's an easy win right there. Be determined. Be self-determined first. Go into yourself and figure out what can you do to help yourself become better. What can you do to help someone else become better? And what can you do to make a majority of people become better? Be determined to help someone or something become better. And it goes from a local standpoint all the way to a national standpoint. Be important. Be important enough in yourself to know that you can push to be self-determined to make something better for the entire year. Okay? The next principle of Kwanzaa goes to the green, and that'll be the principle of Ujima. Say Ujima. Ujima. Ujima is collective work and responsibility. Easy conversation. Collective work, responsibility, collectively coming together and doing things that help each other. Or simply in your home. Anybody here as a parent know that it's always collective work to do inside the house. Everyone can, with six children, we have a lot of collective work to do inside of our house. So we try to find projects to work together collectively, but also in our community, we don't just keep it home. We take it out in our community, we may sweep the neighborhood, do a neighborhood sweep, build up a garden, go into our schools and maybe paint the schools up, maybe go into our community neighborhood community centers and maybe change around a room and make it a little more modern. Do things collectively so you can make a difference inside of your, again, neighbor, in your family, your neighborhood, and then also in your community, and then it can become something you can do locally, nationally, internationally. The next principle of Kwanzaa, we'll go over to Ujamaa. Say Ujamaa. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Cooperative economics. Simply said, cooperative economics, bringing money together. Bring the money in. I keep talking about keep the money locally. Instead of us going into the high-end stores and name brand stores, sometimes we got to keep the money right in our community to build that community, because when we don't have our local stores, we don't have local products going on inside of our community, we tend to see the community's what we call morale drop. So we have I live in Camden, New Jersey. There's one bookstore in Camden, New Jersey. It's African American owned bookstore. It's called La Unique Bookstore. At that bookstore, I get all my books. I get all my Kwanzaa symbols. I get my Kadar from there. And the person that makes these things is located in Camden, New Jersey as well. He makes the Kanars. So it's important for us to keep that dollar and that money cooperatively in the community to build the revenue inside our own communities. Important to put the money back into your neighborhood, wherever your neighborhood is. Make sure the money set up, passing by the local neighborhood store, the hardware store, keep making store and going all the way to Home Depot. Keep it inside the community. Keep it right inside your community, all right? The next principle, we said, everyone say Umoja. Umoja. Unity. Kuji Chakalia. Self-determination. Ujima. Ujima. Collective work responsibilities. Ujima. Cooperative economics. Then it goes to the principle of Nia. Nia means purpose. Purpose. So we go to the principle of Nia. I'm trying to light that. Get there? Sometimes I can't. Nia. So Nia is a beautiful name. Anyone know anyone named Nia? Nia is a beautiful name, but purpose. Everything you do in life have purpose. Please don't just wake up and say, I'm here. Be more than just here. Be available. Be present. Do that. And then anything you strive to do in life, make it have purpose. I did it for a reason. The reason is bigger than me. The reason is bigger than all of us. The reason is because it had to be done for the betterment of humanity. So the purpose of life is important. Revisit your purpose. Why? 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 What is our purpose? That's important for you to know. You know, don't just keep it a personal purpose. Keep it a purpose that anyone can share and be included in. All right? So Nia, have your purpose. The next principle of Kwanzaa is Kuumba. Say Kuumba. That means creativity. Creativity. We are a creative people. Just look at the cell phones and the iPads today. We are very creative people. But beyond that, we can be creative with our hands. I tell my children that every cupcake doesn't come out of a box. You know, we can make things from scratch. We can sit down and make cookies and build things together. And we can create jewelry and we can sew by hand. Everything is not done just by electronics and electricity. We can be creative in a sense of doing things by hand and coming together and creating greatness, coming together and having our energy come and make a great creative ball of energy inside of where we are. So creativity is important for us to do. And that's we work on that on we call New Year's Eve or the day before the last day. And the last day of Kwanzaa will be Imani. Everyone say Imani. Imani is faith, and that is our day of atonement. That's the day that we sit back, relax, and reflect. Reflect. Everyone makes New Year's resolutions. We get into so many great things about what we're going to do for the next year and how we're going to push hard and we're going to lose weight and I'm going to focus on this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. Instead of getting to all that, why don't we reflect on how I can make myself be at peace? How can I find ways to make others at peace? How can I find ways to help others I know that are struggling? How can I do more than just for myself? Because it was said that if you're only working for you, you're doing half of the work. When you work for someone else, then that's when you're really serving. So we have to serve. And that day of peace and atonement, learn how to serve and help others. And that's what Kwanzaa is all about, helping others and also being focused on building up you, your family, and your community. And that would be your Kwanzaa ceremony. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Good morning. Fine, Naomi. Fine, Naomi. A voice came to a Nazi like an answer to his troubled sleep, a question that was on his mind. How can we end all this strife? A Nazi was a rather famous spider from Africa. And a Nazi heard this answer, fine Anami. Anami was the great sky god. And Anami had heard that Naomi resided on a cloud that would pass by the highest mountain in the land. And so he set out on his journey over hill, over dale, and climbed the mountain to its snow-capped top and waited. And sure enough, his patience was rewarded as a cloud came by. And he hopped on, and there he was amazed. He was in the presence of Naomi, who was either the most beautiful man or the most handsome woman he had ever seen. Naomi saw him and bid him approach. And Anansi said, oh, great sky god, I have come to you to find the answer. The answer that will end all this strife that we are living with below. And Naomi said, very good, little one. But first you must bring me four things. You must bring me a snake about so big. You must bring me a swarm of bees. And a leopard, and a creature so small no one can see it. Begone. Anansi jumped off, scurried back, and was just worried, sick. A snake, a swarm of bees, a leopard, and something. How is that even possible? So he went to the most wise person he knew, his grandmother. And while she was sitting there, weaving like all grandmother spiders do, he told her of his journey. And she said, well, don't get upset. What's the first thing you need to get? And he said, a snake as long as, and she said, ah, that's easy. First, find a length of vine. And Anansi said, Ha-ha, say no more. I know exactly what to do. So Anansi went out, found a length of vine, waited by a road that he knew was frequented by serpents, laid it out, and waited. And there, sure enough, soon enough, a serpent came slithering by and said, Mr. Snake, we've been having an argument. My friends say that you are longer than this length of vine. I say you're not. Would you mind lying down next to it so we can see who was right and who was wrong? And the snake said, certainly. And the snake laid alongside of it, and quick as a flash, Anansi used his web and bound the snake to the vine. Well, the snake said, release me, release me. And Anansi told him of his quest, that he had seen Naomi and that he had been charged to bring back a snake. And the snake said, the great god Naomi? He said, yes, you've seen him, her? Yes. Release me and I will go with you. So the snake joins Anansi on his quest. But Anansi, still in need of wisdom, goes back to his web, his hub, and this time encounters his wife. Women in this community are the soul of wisdom. And he asks his wife, I have to get a swarm of bees. You know how ornery bees are. How is that possible? She says, that's easy. First, get a gourd. And Anansi said, say no more. I know exactly what to do. So Anansi got a gourd, actually two, and with the help of the snake, filled up one gourd with water. And the snake went above a tree and poured water onto a hive of bees, and the bees came buzzing out, angry and afraid. Oh my God, water, water, we're drowning. And Anansi was down below with a gourd and said, here, here, you'll be safe in here, fly in here. And the bees flew into the gourd and he stopped it up. And now he had a swarm of bees who were buzzing and angry. But again, Anansi explained to them his quest and they said, oh, okay, we'd like to see the great god Anansi. But now a leopard. For this, he went to the great hunter in the village, and he spoke to the hunter and says, I have to catch a leopard. And the hunter reached for his spear, and Anansi said, no, I don't want to kill it. I just want to capture it. And the hunter said, oh, that's easy. First, dig a hole. And Anansi said, say no more. I know exactly what to do. And this time, Anansi had gathered some members of his clan along with the snake. And they started digging. And they dug and dug and dug and dug and dug. A large, deep hole right along the path that they knew the leopard took to take his late afternoon sip of water by the pond. And the spiders put their webs over the covering, and the bees flew up and loosened the dead leaves that fell upon the ground so that it was well camouflaged, and they waited. And sure enough, the leopard came late that afternoon, thirsty, and whoop, into the pit. And he roared and roared and tried to get out. And finally he gave up. And Anansi went to the edge and said, Mr. Leopard, we'll let you out if you promise to eat us or otherwise harm us. We're on our way to see Naomi. He explained the quest, and the leopard promised that if they could get him out, he would go with them. And so now we have our odd band of a spider, a leopard, a gourd of buzzing bees, a snake. But finally, that last bit troubled him. He went home again to think. The others waited down below. His daughter came up and asked, "Dad, why are you so sad?" And he explained to her, "I have to find a way to capture something that's so small no one can see it." And she said, "Oh, Daddy, that's easy. First, make a doll." And Anansi said, "Say no more. I know exactly what to do." And Anansi fashioned a doll, and in the doll, he put a bowl. The bees contributed their honey, sweet, delectable, sticky honey. And he laid it out in a meadow, and he waited. And sure enough, after a while, although they couldn't see it, they heard a little voice saying, "Hello. Hello, how are you? May I have some of your honey?" And he had arranged for the vine to push the doll's head down and up and say yes. And the voice said, "Thank you." Then the next thing they knew, there's this voice saying, I'm stuck, please let me go, please let me go." And the doll's head went. So finally, all banded together, the leopard, the snake, the gourd of buzzing bees hung around the leopard's neck, Anansi and the doll sitting on top like a jockey with voice complaining all the way. And they went up to the snow-capped mountain and waited before Naomi. And Naomi saw them and let out a big laugh and said, "Ha, ha, ha, well done, little one. I will answer your question." And the question was, what can we do to end all this strife? And the answer was simple: love. And Naomi told him secret of all nature. He said, she said, he said, "We are all gods in the body of God. We are the multitude of a single spirit. Gods live in the world above your heads, in the crevices of rocks, in the open palm of strangers." And Anansi and the leopard and the swarm of bees and the creature that no one can see, they thanked Naomi. And they went down the mountain and went to their separate communities, sharing the answer to the question. And the answer was love. 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 Love.